This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, okay? I mean, seriously. Don't just, you know, don't just yell at the TV set, yell at the radio, however it is you're watching and listening to the show. Get involved. We have a chat room on the website. We have a chat room on the, I guess it's a chat room or whatever it is on Facebook. You can text me. You can tweet. You can send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Head over to the website, and, you know, you can do a lot more than just send me an email. Okay, you can buy the shirt, you can buy the coffee mug, you can make a donation. You got to support the show. Again, as I said earlier, a lot of the outlets have kept us from being able to get the numbers that we need to be able to get decent sponsors. So for us to be able to put on a class show, a good show, like everything else, takes a few bucks. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. There's just so much going on. I don't even know where to start with this. Today, the Dow Jones plummeted 800-plus points. Okay? And all those people who hate Trump, they're like, oh, my God, look what he's doing. He's tanking the economy, blah, 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 blah. We've had an up day and a down day. And an up day and a down day. An up day and a down day, okay? Stock market is still up for all intents and purposes. All right? We've got people, you know, first, when Trump talked about the Chinese tariffs, it made a lot of people nervous. A lot of people sold off. It will come back, or it did come back the next day. Especially when President Trump said he's going to kind of, you know, wait. Because China's going through some things in Hong Kong, and he said, we'll work with them, trying to show them that we're willing to work with them. Right? And on top of that, part of what all these people on the left are gloating about, they think it's the president. He's not tanking. You know, at least we're not doing quantitative easing every single month like President Obama did. It makes fake numbers for the market. They're buying and trading to keep the numbers up. That's what quantitative easing basically does. So oil prices plummeted, stocks plummeted. It was a fourth largest daily point drop on record and a worst this year so far. But you know what it's about? Increasing global recession fears. And part of it is about government debt, our government debt. We just keep increasing, increasing, increasing. We never cut anywhere. You know, and again, most of the experts, real experts, not the fear mongers, but the real experts I speak with say the same thing all the time. Joe, a day doesn't cut it. 2 days, 3 days doesn't cut it. You have to see a trend with the information to back it up. You know, and then feeding the fears of the global recession was a report that the Chinese industrial production was climbing at its weakest rate in 17 years. Right? Germany's economy, which was Europe's strongest, we talk about that on the show all the time. They're having trouble. You can't blame it. They will. The left will blame it all on Trump. But you can't blame it all on Trump. Gold is seen as a haven for investor assets. It's settled at 0.91%. Right, a 52-week high. It's now at 15. I remember it was $1,800. They're all sure it was going to top 2,100. And it's been up and down like crazy. Oil also tanked on global recession. Global, not U.S. recession. Global recession concerns. So this isn't all about Trump making the wrong moves, just saying the wrong thing or what have you. This is trouble across the planet. And Germany's economy shrank. I mean, my God, they're having so much trouble with illegal immigration, if you really think about it. They have been inundated with people coming in and pulling on the system. You know, they're all socialists over there for the biggest part. They take care of you from cradle to grave. The major European markets ended the day drastically lower, with the German market and the French market losing more than 2% each. Right? The news was the same in Asia and China and other places. And they are. They're slowing down. They're having problems. And it's really funny because it's a false win when you have quantitative easing or you have the government involved and not calling, like China, when would we have called out China for what they were doing with our intellectual property? Look, when I had a computer company, we got bit from Chinese firms a couple of times. They don't have, they don't protect software. We were buying software from them at a discount, a deep discount, when I had the computer company, and finding out later it was, well, I don't know if you call it bootlegged. I think the proper terminology was stolen. Right, we were buying from Chinese companies that had stolen the codes or created codes that would work, and you wouldn't find out for a while. And when Microsoft figured it out, they shut them all down. There were probably tens or hundreds of thousands of people across the country that were bit the same way. China's factory output rose 4.8% over the year earlier. Right, a market decline from June's 6.3%. I mean, I know these numbers don't mean much to anybody unless you're following them on a regular basis, and I get that. But understand that this is a problem across the globe. Not across the country, but across the globe. And when you think about places like Macy's and Kohl's and Nordstrom's, they're down. Buying isn't where it should be. Same thing for technology. Anyhow. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Listen to Real Title on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, being part of. It's always good to be part of. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So the I always have fun with this. This kind of stuff with the market. Because I don't know the terminologies. You might, but I don't. I'm not the smartest guy in the room like some of you'd like to believe I am. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, being on the air, being part of the conversation. We were talking about the markets and how the markets took a tank today. And when you know what the market is, I mean, really, the percentage is so small. But I think the things you need to look at, and I was reading some of these stories earlier, Look at the fact that Macy's, Kohl's, Nordstrom's, you can even take it to the tech industry. You've got Apple, Intel. Some of you don't know Intel is the one that makes all the chips for, you know, the IBM machines. Advanced Micro, again, another chip maker. You know, they've got, the consumers aren't buying like they were. I don't know if they're concerned because I see the consumer confidence is still very high. I don't know if people are worried about what's going to go on in China because once they start putting these tariffs in place, whether the tariffs really start to hit, yeah, you may pay a few bucks more. You know, this is part of my argument all along. I kept saying, I don't get this. Do you guys understand? Do you guys realize that when we're selling, you buy these iPhones, if you take them here, full whack, you take them here and you pay the prices you need to pay labor here, those phones are going to be $1,500. They're going to triple in price. You're worried about stuff going up less than 20% or 10% with the tariffs or what have you, and yet, if you bring them here, if you keep pushing to bring them here, they're gonna triple in price. I don't know what you're going to do then. You going to do without your precious little iPhone? I doubt it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The other thing I think is really funny is everybody screaming about recession. He's bringing us into a reception. The president's driving us into a recession. Yeah, no. I mean, Janet Yellen, or Janice Yellen, whatever her name is. Yeah, Janet Yellen. She was the one who kept saying, you know, look it, there is no recession on the horizon. Very unlikely. So if you're worried about a recession, if that's why you're selling off or you're not buying, there's no reason for it. She told Fox Business News earlier that she doesn't think the U.S. economy is headed towards a recession after the bond market, you know, just the alarm went off there big time. She says, I think the answer is most likely no, Yellen said on Wall Street Journal at large. She said, I think the U.S. economy has enough strength to avoid that, but the odds have clearly risen that they are higher than I am comfortable with. So in other words, yes, we're not headed in the right direction. We have some problem, but the biggest part of it is that we're spending too much. The country is spending too much. We're not doing anything to cut back on the money we're spending. So when you look at this, you know, of course there's going to be things that are make us uncomfortable that aren't going to work right, going to weaken our economy, if you want to use that terminology. You know, they keep raising the debt ceiling. They keep spending money like crazy. I don't know how you stop them. I mean, we have got to put the right people in place, but I don't know how you stop them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. An instructor at one of the colleges claims that the Republicans want ethnic cleansing, right? The University of Texas in Austin, they keep pushing the fact that Republicans are pursuing an ethnic cleansing. You know, you think about all the things that they say. We hate immigrants. No. We hate illegal immigration, not illegal immigrants, not immigrants as a whole, right? And you are illegal aliens. That's the word. That's a proper legal terminology, right? University of Texas in Austin, the employee has doubled down on his previous claim that Republicans are preparing an ethnic cleansing. In 2017, Alex Wilde, who at the time of that publication was listed on the university's website as a curator of entomology. He tweeted that Trump's security plans are terrible for actual security, but pretty good if ethnic cleansing is the real goal. These people are Nazis. See, I don't know, does the left have this class or this injection at birth, you know, for their DNA that just makes them horrible and terrible in these areas? Nazis, do they realize what they're doing and what they're saying? Do they realize what you mean by ethnic cleansing? And this person is a teacher at the school. More than 2 years later, Wilde tweeted, shortly after Trump took office, I noted that Republicans were preparing an ethnic cleansing. It's now 2019. I stand by that statement. Their thin, panicky public denials stand in stark contrast to the public message and to the growing body count. Where exactly would that body count be? Really, where would that body count be? It's unclear exactly what may have prompted Wilde's tweet, but it came a day after the Trump administration announced action aimed at reducing the number of legal immigrants receiving government benefits, instead ensuring that legal immigrants who come to the U.S. are financially self-sufficient, which is the way it should be. I don't know when it turned. Does anybody know when it changed? It used to be you had to prove that you either had a job, you had a way to support yourself, you had family that was going to support you till you got a job. When did that change? And when did it become okay to live off the government? The UT Austin Office of the Register confirmed at campus reform on Wednesday that Wilde is scheduled to teach an entomology course during the fall of 2019. Now, a spokesperson from the University of Austin, Shilpa Bakre, also confirmed Wilde's employment. The university follows the federal and state law on issues relating to the freedom of speech, and it's committed to the principles of free inquiry. No, it's not. Most colleges are not. You can't question what they're saying. You can't question what they're teaching. You show up with a MAGA hat on, you're going to be in trouble. You defend a conservative. Man, if you're a black conservative, you're really in trouble. Wilde didn't respond at the time of publication to several requests by Campus Reform for information. It's not the first time in recent weeks that conservatives at Austin have been singled out. Campus Reform previously reported on a student group that threatened to dox incoming freshmen if they choose to join a conservative campus group. Isn't that a threat? Isn't that bullying? Shouldn't the school be taking action against these kids? Kids? You know, as I said, kids. I can't even call them students. This is childish behavior. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are plummeting after the bond market sent warning signs of a possible recession. The Dow closed down 800 points to finish the day at 25,479. Lenore Hawkins of Tematica Research on Wall Street's bad day.
What has me actually really worried is looking at what is going on in the bond markets. For example, what we saw with the 30-year Treasury is it hit an all-time low of interest rate. And that happened at a time where we're not getting some sort of terrifying headline. And it's also happening at a time where the foreign purchases of Treasury bonds is going down and when the federal government is spending so much money that we need roughly an additional $1 trillion a year just to cover the deficits.
Ethan Colley, the man who helped the Dayton murderer get his equipment, is asking a judge for bail. The judge will make that ruling on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He might. Sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the
back. We are back.
As soon as we can see clearly.
You're listening to Real Life. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really being part of the conversation. Being part of the process is what I like to say. You know, seriously, I mean, you got to be involved, you got to be engaged, you got to be part of. It's the only real way that you can make a change, you can make things different. And, you know, just because we might all be on the same page, right? But I guess what I'm saying is don't take it for granted that y'all. Don't take it for granted that you all got there the same way, because you didn't. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. The, again, in talking to other conservatives, I'm kind of going to go in another direction. I decided to come back. In talking to other conservatives, it's really interesting how there's a fine line between you can be thrown out of that conservative club in a heartbeat, which is really funny because we're kind of like we're eating our own, which is stupid. We need to be working together with each other, not eating our own. And just because somebody doesn't get there the same way you do, just because somebody doesn't come up with the same answer that you do the same way you do, doesn't mean they're wrong. Right? And again, even amongst ourselves, if we're not thinking, if we don't come up with the same answer, maybe we're on two different sides of an issue. I'm one of those guys that, the Second Amendment guy, but I don't want Charlie Manson to have a gun. Or he's gone now, thank God. And others like him. So how do you, instead of me saying, no, you can't do that, just how do you do it? How do you make sure that a Charlie Manson doesn't get a gun like that? I'm asking for real. I mean, I'm not trying to make fun. I'm not trying to make light of. I want to know for real. How do you keep those nut jobs from getting guns? How do you keep them from possibly being a problem for, again, law-abiding citizens? I want to be left alone to do my thing. You can do your thing. I don't care. 855. You know, it's frustrating because it's kind of like the minute you mention about any kind of gun rules, laws, whatever, people think you right away you're jumping into one and take them away. I don't want to take them away. Let's not be stupid. Not what I want to do. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm so tired of seeing somebody send me the story. I think we did this the other night, but it was still kind of interesting. You know, remember the story on schools, the masculinities committee? They're going to give learning opportunities for male-identified students. Not male students, but male-identified students. Right? I mean, what is wrong with being a male? What is wrong? You know, when these guys were fighting in World War II, when they were fighting in the Vietnam War, when they were fighting in, you know, I mean, when we've had our soldiers go overseas, most of the time it's males. Not to say that women can't fight, you know. I've seen women fight. Some women can fight. We weren't complaining about toxic masculinity then, were we? None of that was a big deal. And all of a sudden it is. All right. Found out that the FBI, I read this article over the weekend, it leaked reports. And in the report, well, they didn't leak reports. There were reports leaked from the FBI that left-wingers are a bigger threat than white supremacists. Although everything is aimed at white supremacists. I wonder who's doing that and why. The FBI's 2018-19 Consolidated Strategy Guide, an annual summary of the agency's security priorities, was released on Thursday of last week by the Young Turks. Now, they are a leftist media network. Right? According to that report, the FBI is worried about an elevated and possibly growing threat from black identity extremists, or BIEs is what they're calling them. A rise in racialized attacks on law enforcement officials first came to the FBI's attention back in 2014 with the shooting of Michael Brown. And that's the funny thing about this now. You know, we're hearing about this story again, right? You know, it's come to the forefront because of Kamala Harris and Pocahontas there. I never saw someone say her name. Right? And Michael Brown, it was found that the officer did no wrong. And now Michael Brown did try to grab the gun from the officer. Now, that comes from a DOJ that was run by a black AG. That comes from a black president at the time who was in line with the decision. You know, it is what it is. If truly, no matter what was going down, if truly Michael Brown reached for that gun and people saw it and it happened, then you have to stop saying. You talk about dangerous rhetoric. Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris are spewing lies that could cause the death of police officers. They don't care. They won't take any responsibility for it, because if it happens, they'll blame Trump for it. So, the FBI judges BIE perceptions of police brutality against African Americans have likely motivated acts of premeditated and retaliatory lethal actions against law enforcement. They looked all through 2016, 17, 18. And when they catch these people in the crimes, they're justified because of the violence that cops do against black people. And they don't care whether they're black cops or white cops. Right? They perceive it as the police department is out to get them. And it didn't hurt that Sheila Jackson Lee came out when all that was going down. Sheila Jackson Lee comes out and says that, you know, it's sad that these guys are, these police officers are putting on the uniforms and then they're going out to hunt down young black men. Because I'm sure that's what all police officers do, right? It's disgusting what they do. And they took no responsibility for that. Every bit of that was the fault of white supremacy. When in actuality, if you look at the numbers, we never had this kind of shooting of officers, killing of officers like this until Obama got in office. The FBI in part blamed black anti-law enforcement violence on heavy media coverage of police brutality. The agency said it has responded by launching a counterintelligence program called Iron First. Now, the FBI isn't really worried about white supremacy. Is it because they're all white supremacists on the FBI? No, that's not it. When it comes to the supposed scourge of white supremacy, by contrast, the FBI identified only a medium threat. The agency noted that white supremacist groups are in long-term decline and predicted that their membership will continue to fall all through 2020. It's a true statement. When you look at the numbers, it's a crime and black-on-black crime, white-on-black crime, black-on-white crime. The numbers are so monumentally different. The FBI further goes on to say that the attributes of national organized white supremacy extremist groups will continue over the next year. Right? They're going to be yielding a white supremacy extremist movement primarily characterized by local groups, small cells, lone offenders. You know, again, it goes back to the violence going on in this country. Who is committing the violence? Who is it against? Who is starting it? Soon after the FBI completed the 2018 report, it abandoned the term black identity extremist, which some Democrats felt it was highly racist. You can have black extremists, white extremists, Asian extremists. You can have brown extremists, right? I mean, what is wrong with these people? They don't want any kind of identity labels at all, but they'll give me all kinds of them. Proof? Go get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels that the left has put on a guy like me. Right? I mean, seriously. They don't have a problem with it. Why should we? Trevor Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Peter! Hey, let's go. Go ahead, Daniel. Yeah.
We are back. Yeah, I go to school no more either. I'm done. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time to get involved. You know, I mean, seriously, I'm just very happy that you're taking the time to read things, to go through things, to get involved with things. I mean, with stories. And that's the part, you know, the biggest part that bothers me about a lot of what we do today is we're reading headlines. We're not really reading the meat of the story. I think I proved that a long time ago. I'd written an article that said, you know, according to the left, my kids hate me. And the only thing that people read was, my kids hate me. And I was okay with it. And part of that was just, I was just saying in the story that basically, because I didn't do what my kids wanted me to do, because I didn't allow them to do what they wanted to do, meant I hate them. I didn't want them to succeed. I didn't want them to move forward. Because the left, as we heard last week, right, they think you should celebrate what your kids want to do. No matter what it is, they think we should celebrate what your kids want to do. And that's just crazy going somewhere to happen. You shouldn't celebrate everything your kids want you to do. Right, because they want to do some pretty stupid stuff at times. You know, and it's up to us, no matter how uncomfortable, it's up to us to guide, to pull them, when they're younger anyway, to pull them back to make sure they don't just stick their foot right in it. You know, it just, again, you are to be parents, not be liked, not be friends, not be buddies, be parents. And for some odd reason, I'm talking to some educators over the last few days, because school just started, right? For some odd reason, parents today don't want to feel bad. They don't want their kids to not like them, which is crazy in and of itself, don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Maybe we wouldn't be having some of the problems we're having if parents actually stepped up and became parents. Just an idea. The, you know, Hillary's email server keeps coming back over and over again. I think when they talk about the hypocrisy of the left is they keep talking about Trump being a crook. Other, you know, Kavanaugh being a rapist. All this, I just love all this stuff. Right, from 35 years ago. And there's no proof. I mean, if that got into court, there's no judge in the world that would take the Kavanaugh case and look at it and say that he's guilty or remotely guilty. You can't get anybody. And the women, two of the women dropped out. And one, the professor, we found she was, I don't want to say lying, but she wasn't telling the truth. How's that? And that the guys that were there that night and other women said he wasn't anywhere near the place. At one party, she said that he was there. What was he? He was spiking the punch and filling up the red cups. He wasn't at that party either. Really, what do you think about this stuff? You think about how crazy this stuff is. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it doesn't matter what the truth is. They want it to be what they want it to be. They're willing to set that narrative any way they have to. So that they win. But anyway, back to Hillary. So you've heard the mantra that I have that makes me crazy is they actually made an appointment with her, the FBI did, to go to her house to interview, not interrogate, can't call it that, that sounds too bad, right? So they weren't going to interrogate her. They were going to have an interview with her. The interview lasted 3.5 hours. Remember that? What we didn't know at the time was that they had to sign non-disclosure agreements. They had to put their recording devices down. I'm not so sure they could or couldn't take notes. I don't remember that. But who dictates to the FBI how they're going to do an investigation? How does that work? So there were a whole bunch of articles on the development last week of this whole Clinton thing, the Clinton server thing. What went on with Comey, a lot of information about Comey coming forward. And it was an announcement from Jay Sekulow's American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ. They obtained the immunity agreements for Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson via a FOIA request, right? Freedom of Information Act request. And, you know, when you think about what it takes to get information from the government, it's a pain in the butt. Seriously. But the details in these reports are just, they're indispensable to validate the conclusions that we all came up with, that many came up with. You know, they're hard to read because your eyes are going to glaze over. You can't read every, I know, it's tough to do sometimes. I get through these things about a third of the way through and go, okay, I'm done. But the top line conclusion, although the ACLJ doesn't really draw it directly themselves, is that the immunity arrangement for Hillary's aides, Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, appears to be designed to make Hillary's deeds disappear by making the evidence undiscoverable at a later date. I mean, didn't she hire one of her aides? She ended up hiring her on as her attorney, so she could claim attorney-client privilege, and nothing that she told the attorney earlier or that she worked on with the attorney could be disclosed. Now, the immunity agreements could only address a slice, a small sliver of evidence related to those two, Mills and Samuelson. I think it's Samuelson. How's that? But there's still a big chunk of evidence. Their laptop at one time, the laptops that the government laptops that they had, they contained in memory all of more than 62,000 emails that had to do with Clinton's private server. Right, when she was Secretary of State. Now, the witness of Mills and Samuelson against Hillary in the relation to the content of the laptops would potentially have been explosive. Right, because they were there. They saw them on a daily basis. But there were a couple of things getting in the way of that. Wilson Samuelson, they were neutralized with one key aspect of the immunity deal. That was the agreement that was handing over their laptops to the FBI. So here's the deal. Please give me a laptop. If you give me the laptop, right, we'll make you immune from prosecution for anything we find on there. Now, I don't know about you, but in most cases, wouldn't the FBI just show up at your door and go, here's the warrant, give me a laptop? If you won't give me the laptop, then you're in contempt and we'll put you in jail. Why didn't that happen to Hillary's people? I'm just asking, curious. The provisions include in the Espionage Act, the statute on removal of classified information by public officials and employees, the statute on records and reports. See the ACLJ article for the title, 18 citations in each category. They went after each one of these issues so you would have several charges you could bring against them, not just one. Mills and Samuelson knew exactly what they were doing. When they got the immunity, they knew exactly what they were doing. Now, I don't know. I'm not a legal, but I don't know if the immunity is exactly legal given the way this whole thing went down. Why would the FBI ask for your laptop? Why wouldn't they get a warrant for the equipment? Just curious. The second element of immunity agreement is more freaky. Mills and Samuelson, the Department of Justice undertook to dispose of the witnesses' laptops. Somehow, the FBI decided it was safer to get rid of them, dispose of them, then keep them around for evidence because, you know, that would just make too much sense. No, come on, people, really. They have so cornered the market on this that they do it right in front of your face now. They break the law. I'm talking about the left. I'm talking about the FBI. What the FBI did for Clinton, the way they break the law, cover things up. And they don't even have to cover them up. I don't even know why we call it a cover-up. They do it in front of your face. And it's significant. And it's big. Right? And there's no stopping them because who puts the FBI in jail? Unless Congress really gets down to business. And, you know, our Republican Congress failed us tremendously when they were there. Seriously. They should have been going after these things like bulldogs and not let them go until they got answers. You know, I don't know. Jeff Sessions really did not do the president any good. And it's too bad the president didn't recognize that early on. That's part of what makes me nuts. You know, he's a loyalist. He loves people who are loyal to him. He tries to be loyal, too. But he's also a successful businessman. And you know you can't do that. You cannot keep people on the payroll just because they're friends, family, or loyal. Or you can trust them. Got to be able to do the job as well. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure, and I really do from my heart. I appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the time that you spend listening to the show, responding to the show, sending me emails after, bringing friends over. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.